Okay, Rabbosai. I'd like to welcome everyone to the Shir, to Beis Medrash. First, welcome to this Beis Medrash. Is a very special place on campus here. It's not from the big Batei Medrash, you know, but it's a nice, small, intimate Beis Medrash, non-threatening, more. And it's a very warm environment here. So I'd like to welcome everyone here to the Beis Medrash, and specifically to the Shir here as well. And I just want to spend a little bit and to tell you what the Shir is about and how we work things. And then we start with our Niggun, even though they still don't get on the other Beis Medrash, but that was a Tosefis. Whenever we start the new Zman, we always start off with the Niggun. So that's why they asked me to do it there. So first let me introduce you to our two Shir assistants, Moshe Dechter and Jesse Silverman. Okay? Moshe Dechter, raise your hand one more time, and Jesse Silverman. Okay? So these are our two Shir assistants. Baruch Hashem, we're always fortunate to have wonderful Shir assistants, and so this year is no exception. And they're here to help you with anything in learning or in chavrusa. If you have a question, you want to look for a chavrusa or your chavrusa, whatever technical things, non-technical things, just to schmooze, just to say hello. You know, they're there. For you, besides myself being there, and as I mentioned this morning, Rabbi Menashe Masaryk is here as well. He's the official Sholom Meshiv from Masechta Kedushin in our Beis Medrash. Shir meets on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Sunday we learn a different limud. We don't learn Kedushin on Sunday. We're going to probably start off with some shiurim that we still have to make up from last year in Hadlakas Neir Shabbos, we still have, and then we'll decide what topic we'll do through the year on Sundays. So that's a self-contained unit on Sundays that shouldn't, and I want to encourage everyone to be here on Sundays, because if you add up all the Sundays in the year, there's a lot of learning that you can do if you just, I give a shiur Wednesday nights in the West Side on Hilchas Shabbos. So we just hit our 100th shiur in Hilchas Shabbos. We started with other things. But so once a week, throughout a nice amount of time, adds up. So to miss out on once a week for a nice amount of time also adds up. So we always encourage everyone to make sure to be here. So I always like to tell the story. So why shouldn't I tell it again? Once walked into Beis Medrash here on Sunday morning, it was 9 o'clock, and the fellow was sitting right over there. And I said, "Where were you the Shabbos?" And he said, "I was in Yerushalayim the Shabbos." And I said, "Rabbi Shalom, if you can be in Yerushalayim for Shabbos and be here 9 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, so that's a machayev for everyone else. If you're going to be in Teaneck or you're going to be in wherever you're going to be, so we should try to be on Shabbos on." Try to be on Sundays. Shabbos is a different question. Be here on Sundays, and we have chavrusa. Sunday we have shiur at 11:30 to 1. In other words, chavrusa from 9 to 11:30, and then 11:30 is to 1, and then when time of the year permits, we daven mincha here as well. Okay. Mondays, like today, we start chavrusa at 9 o'clock from 9 till 12. Today was a different day because they had the assembly, but from 9 to 12 we have chavrusa, and then from 12 to like 1:15 you have lunch, then we come back and we start around 1:15 and we go till 2:30, and then we daven mincha, and then you should be available to go to college or whatever you do in the afternoons. That's the schedule on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Tuesdays is our early day. Tuesday is our early day that we have shiur at 11:15 till 12. The chavrusa from 9 to 11:15 till 12 is shiur, And then, because if you're in the Shir, you're supposed to have your Tanakh classes on Tuesdays. So it fits in with your schedule. Okay, so Tuesdays is our early day. And Wednesdays is the same as Monday. And Thursdays the same. It's just on Thursdays we also have Parsha Shir. At the last half hour on Thursdays we have Parsha Shavua, which I give out a separate packet from 2 to 2:30. Parsha Shavua. So, and most of my Svarim that I wrote on Parsha Shavua came from these Shiurim that I gave on Thursdays. Not solely, but a lot from those Shiurim. Okay, now, this is the thing. Packets, we give out, we're always giving out packets because I'm a big believer to see everything inside, and therefore I give out these packets. But the hazard of packets is that packets can make a mess out of a Beis Medrash. So we don't want that. So therefore, I do Yetoiva, and I go to Staples. We're lucky in Washington Heights. We have Geschmacka Staples there on Broadway there, you know, down the hill. And Staples is one of my favorite stores because it basically provides everything you need to help you for learning, like pens and paper. And you know, even though I don't know if that was their kavana, but it definitely it provides. So I will give out, I'll give now to Moshe, give out these folders so you can keep the packets in a folder. If you want more folders, we'll keep going. And this way, you can keep it, you can write your name on it, you keep it, you keep it, so this way it doesn't become a whole mess. Our good friend Avi Schechter has another system, he has an even better system than me, he has that spiral notebook, and he puts it in, you know, that's even better, but okay, I'm not Madrega yet, but I recommend because, you know, there's a, we daven, there's a nice, beautiful Kalbach minion here Friday nights, and the stam, the Beis Medrash should look clean. We don't want the Beis Medrash to look like, so we don't want the hazard of the packets to the whole thing looks like helter skelter. So I want to give these out. Now I'll give you more, Moshe, and we'll, so this way you can keep them in, and whenever you want more, either to keep other packets, we'll have in Yonah Dioma, you write your name on it, and this way everything is clean, everything is orderly, and it's great. Yeah, everyone get? Yeah, Moshe, you need more? Okay, good. Another point I'd like to point out is Shabbos. Shabbos in the yeshiva is very nice to be here for Shabbos. I happen to live across the street, so that makes it, and I always encourage people to stay for Shabbos and to come to our house for Shabbos meals. If you're here, let me know. This Friday night, I already invited some people. If you're going to be here, Shabbos Friday night or Shabbos lunch, we love to have people come. And there's nothing that you could match a Shabbos meal together with Talmidim at the table, singing Zmiras, schmoozing. It's a beautiful thing. So try. Let me know if you're going to be here any particular Shabbos. Let me know, and we'll you know, hopefully have you over. If we're here and you're here, that's great. Let me tell you. So the Shir is, of course, we learn. We're going to have a lot of learning, a lot of packets. I already, Baruch Hashem, I already made 10 packets in Kedushin. I like to keep ahead. In the packet system, you have to keep ahead. That's the way it works. And there's a lot of learning, but I think the most important point to me in our Shir is to have relationships with each other. Rebbe Talmud and Talmud to Talmud. And it's a Beis Medrash that I told you, it's more laid back. It's not like a Beis Medrash that you have 500 people and it's, you know, high powered. You know, more laid back. And, you know, no one feels threatened here. And you could, and I always say, you know, there's a certain time of the year that it's embarrassing. You can't go to the guy standing to your right and ask him, what's your name already? Because it doesn't, I should know by now, you feel embarrassed. So we didn't reach that yet. So now you can still go and ask the guy to your left, what's your name? The guy to your right, what's your name? Sometimes the guy doesn't even know his chavrusa's name. Or your chavrusa, what's your name? You know, so this is the time to get to know each other. And if you ever want to schmooze about any, I live here, so I don't go too far. You know, Baruch Hashem, we have different chassids. But I'm here. I'm not going away. You know, we're here. So I